I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Mexico's war among rival drug cartels and between the cartels and state security forces continues to rage. The violence has killed more than 33,000 people in the past 4 years. It's been concentrated in Mexico's northern cities, such as Monterrey and Ciudad Juarez. But the drug war is having an impact farther south, too. Tourism in parts of Mexico is taking a hit, even in towns that are not only safe, but well worth visiting. The World's Jason Margolis went to one of them. It's about a 10-hour drive south of the U.S. border.
It's hard to take a bad picture in San Miguel de Allende. At every turn on the hilly, cobblestone streets, there are brightly colored buildings, stands selling artwork, and intricate metal engravings. A magnificent cathedral and park sit at the center of town. This is a quintessential tourist town, complete with requisite mariachi bands wandering the main square. San Miguel has long been a magnet for American travelers and expats, retirees, artists, and business owners like Chuck Easter and Susan Cordelli. The couple owns the Casa Shook Bed and Breakfast.
She does the numbers and I do the friendliness, you know. Or when I'm tired of being the friendly, I do the numbers and she does the friendly.
Yeah,
we flip every year.
I stayed at their bed and breakfast. It's a charming place with stunning colonial architecture. Their business caters largely to Americans. But the week I was there, it was pretty much empty.
We were only guessing and wishing and waiting for the weekends. You know,
yeah. A week-long business became a weekend business.
Yes.
The owners don't blame Mexico's escalating violence. They blame the American media.
Yes, there's violence at the border. Our families would be calling us left and right. Is everything okay? We're like, what are you talking about?
But when we would listen to European news, British news, news from other countries, nada.
Nothing like it was at home. Nothing.
Nothing.
You'd have like a horrible
America
moment.
America picked it up and just took it for a ride. Completely.
Not everyone blames the media, though, for the slowdown in business.
Yeah, my full name is Maximino Altamirano Contreras. And the name of the restaurant is Tio Lucas. We are a steakhouse. Very good meat, Mexican meat. Proudly Mexican meat.
Business is down here, Contreras says, because people are afraid to visit. But he points the finger at the Mexican government.
The majority of the places are in peace, safety. So the governor should make a promotion, promoting the, making something against that bad publicity.
The Mexican government is trying to do that. The Mexico Board of Tourism is running highly produced videos to show Mexico at its finest. They feature really attractive people laughing, playing in the water, going to concerts, and laughing some more. The videos do make you want to visit Mexico. Alfonso Sumano with Mexico's Tourism Board says they're very clear about where it's safe to visit.
Mexico is a huge country, and most of our people are very hardworking people, peaceful people, and welcoming visitors all the time. So our job here is just to try to balance and put into context the real situation that is going on in Mexico and the reality on where to go if you want to enjoy the country.
Back in San Miguel, a few people hope that message doesn't get through.
Okay, so this is the master bedroom.
Janice and Tom Albright from Houston are house shopping in San Miguel. The prices of houses they were looking at have fallen dramatically in the past year. There are good deals to be had.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, this is lovely.
The economic downturn in the U.S. has no doubt hurt the real estate market here, but Janice and Tom Albright think the perception of Mexico as a violent place is the main factor.
Yeah, and what people hear in the U.S. about Mexico is just not true.
Is that working to your advantage, though? I mean, if people are scared off from Mexico,
yeah.
Hey, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that is for us.
I want you to present the most horrific story imaginable. I mean, the streets are awful. The guys are always drunk in the streets wanting to get money from you.
His wife wanted to set the record straight.
It's very safe here.
They're moving to San Miguel in part because it is a safe place. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, San Miguel de Allende, Mexico.